evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, May 28, 2013, and this is Wayne Tulaski, Washington, D.C., Council 21 volunteer and MEC Reserve Vice Chairperson reporting. Today, Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich posted the following letter on our website. Since the Transportation Security Administration announced on April 22nd their plan for knives being allowed on the aircraft, the entire nation has stood up with flight attendants and aviation workers in protest of this policy change. Recently, the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, the International Association of Machinists, and the Transportation Workers Union, representing flight attendants and aviation workers 200,000 strong, launched a compelling ad in New York's Times Square calling on the public to join in our fight for a permanent ban on knives in our aircraft cabins. Millions of people will see this ad, and it will play on the CBS TV billboard once an hour from now until mid-July 2013. Also, Senators from New York and New Jersey, Senator Schumer, Gillibrand, Wattenberg, and Menendez have introduced legislation called the Keep Knives Out of Our Skies Act, No Knives Act, H.R. 1093. Since the introduction of these act, there have been an additional 80 co-sponsors, which would ensure a permanent ban on knives in the aircraft cabin. TSA Administrator Pistol has stated to the media point blank that he intends to implement this policy change in the next 30 days. We now have to redouble our efforts and continue to flood congressional offices with calls right now and every day until we achieve a law that ensures no knives ever again. Visit our website for more information. The company has designated June 25th, 2013 as Uniform Day 1, meaning that is the day we are to begin wearing our new uniforms. Some of our authorized authorization centers are very busy. If you are finding these centers are reporting they will be unable to complete the alterations in time for cutover based on volume, please contact your local council office. If you have not yet received core pieces, you should call Cintas 1-800-UNIFORM to make sure your order was recorded and is being processed. Also, we are aware that alteration certificates were not initially sent with all uniform items. The company is obligated by our contract to cover all costs necessary to properly fit the new uniform. If you are in need of additional alteration certificates, call Cintas for assistance. Remember, core pieces consist of the blazer, shirt, tie, scarf, skirt, pants, belt, apron, and serving jacket. Other items like dresses, sweaters, and aviator shirts are optional pieces and will not be required on June 25th. Such items may not be shipped by that time. Each year, AFA advises members that paying dues in advance annually provides you with the option of a 10% reduction. In order to take advantage of this reduction in annual dues, you must prepay by July 1st, 2013. If you'd like to take advantage of this option, go to your AFA section of our website and click on the dues payment link. You can also send a check made payable to AFA CWA for $518.40 and mail to AFA CWA P.O. Box 79797, Baltimore, Maryland 21279-0797. If you decide to pay your dues in advance and are currently paid via payroll deduction, you will also need to do the following. Send a request to stop 2012 payroll deductions with the July 16th paycheck to United via certified mail, payroll account manager, United Airlines, P.O. Box 66100, Chicago, Illinois 60666. Send a copy of your request to Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, AFL-CIO, 1 O'Hare Center, 6250 North River Road, Suite 4020, Rosemont, Illinois, 60018. If you need or if you have any other questions or need assistance, please contact the AFA International Membership Services office at 1-800-424-2401, extension 707, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Daylight Time. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.